TED Talk, Ideas Worth Spreading, Leading to Video on Addictions. To Stephen Graves, therapist and Dr. Mirza, psychiatrist at San Bernardino County Phoenix Community Counseling at the internet domain, dbh.sbcounty.gov. Everything you think you know about addiction is wrong, Johan Hari. 3,919,096 views. Denial of medical health services and discrimination has already occurred with my provider case interface at the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health with Dr. Berger Mental Health and Dr. Zane HIV, AIDS Specialist Care. I was going to argue legal necessity in my criminal court case. San Bernardino County DA versus James Driscoll in electronic and phone harassment complaint charges. As I have been also emailing Dr. Berger directly beyond the faxing as well as using a Facebook interface onto his knowledge that I am pressing these issues into worldview perspectives, and the atom for atom, or in general the information violations in privacy among all of the gay dating apps that have security hole flaws in their code, was one of the reasons why Dr. Berger recoils from his obligation to uphold his Hippocratic oath as having a doctorate degree medical care license to do no harm that he fails at a common decency trust building standards of care and concern of these issues. What http jonathan-arellano-jackson.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net actively servicing the truth to all time human history sbcounty.gov/ was going to suggest as a legal argument in my case apart from the legal necessity defense was that I issued these statements to get services provided that were being restricted from standards of care. That restriction is still in place. But I fell on my sword, like I said. With media coverage of now another school shooting in Florida, instead of fighting my case, I folded for a jury oversight decision to make the right decision in regards to my plight. I plead no contest to disturbing the peace by means of noise in my case. Even though there was no noise generated by my strict content communications. I already summed up Dr. Berger's bias in the very last time we met face to face and I knew he would not turn around a 180 degree about face as it relates to three main focus factors involving my medical and mental health care provider services being held restrictive as is discriminatory practices in nature and common decency standards. Although the court findings was that I have a complaint of restraining order against me for a person I did not even know her name and that I am only able to contact their office for services only purposes. I can indeed contact their office if I wanted to. But I am actually using the personal email address of Dr. Berger so this communication is not flowing through the violations of a bogus restraining order that should be nullified and not remain in effect anyway. I don't want services at Dr. Zane's HIV/AIDS clinic. I am done re-education modes when they have closed-minded bias thinking too much walls surrounding them. They have circled the wagons in cowboy warfare protection against the native people of this land, we call Indians. The childhood role-playing game of cowboy and Indians is the mindfuck game they want to hold on and play. It ain't gonna fly no more. My interface with New Doctor Care with AIDS Healthcare Foundation in Upland with a digital access to medical healthcare system that is in place there is the choice for me which will maintain my standard of care so that I don't die of my disease. They would rather see me go fucking away instead of confronting these issues that have badly been neglected for years and years and years and years. More on this later. They are attempting to skirt the responsibility of keeping me connected to services to Foothill AIDS Project that last Sunday by referring me back into the system of hate and chaos collective leaderships that I can prove is a hashtag conspiracy exposed. No fucking way asswipes when verbal words is treated as temporary as toilet water. Informational quarantine, you cannot keep us in this box, IT is. Spoken words can and are treated as temporary as toilet water. Eviction case, so claimed and filed as, indecipherable emails, few selected notables of email exchanges from September, October, November 2005 between Allen Temple Manor Building Administrator Jamal Graham and Defendant. January 17, 07 12 12 a.m. for everyone. Do you fully understand the impact of informational quarantine, and then apply collective informational quarantine, onto that equation? The collective, the HIV community, that is what is exactly happening here. You are mistaken to hold ME here. You are mistaken to hold US here. You are mistaken to hold yourself here. I am not going to cower down and be a good little boy, crawl into a dark corner, and comply to your collective informational quarantine. I will go away to leave you to your bloody mess. I am sick and tired of dealing with your collectively fucked up human ways. I promise I cannot hold on to the insanity you proclaim your rights to hold. I will not comply to that asinine, assassin, way. In all of my sanity, integrity, reality, I am right. Goddess tells me to write this, not to speak this, for if one only speaks of these, one finds the label of crazy applied to quickly, spoken words can and are treated as temporary as toilet water, IT time for a different intelligent way. Find IT for me, or else, I will be dead in 6-12 months, from, now. You know why. And legally speaking, this is criminal neglect factors interweaving involved. I disconnected services completely for breach of trust and no confidence in standards of care will be client-centered. This will be forced upon you all. This is not harassment and there is no threats involved in this communication or hate or anger-tempered words. You must comply to the enable page at the United Nations. Thank you. Mr. Martin Driscoll, client, Phoenix Community Counseling. Regular weekly therapy appointments have been changed to Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m.